Our scripture for today comes from John, 3rd chapter, the 16th verse. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Pastor first mentioned that he was leaving for the weekend. I was wondering why he was telling me. And then he said, I'm going to lean on you and Brother Ed for Sunday. And he said, would you do morning service? And I said, I would be blessed to do so. And in my studies, this is, as all of you know, this past year I met my blood family. I've searched for him ever since I was about 5 years old. And I just want to let you know about God's unfailing love. Unfailing. Giving or constituting a supply that never fails. Inexhaustible, always fulfilling, not falling short of need. It's hope, it's expectation, it's sure, and it's infallible. Love to delight in. Did you know God delights in you? Don't you know that He is just waiting for those of us that sometimes step aside or walk away or start a new life? I got to do it another way. Do it God's way. That's truly a new life. And His love for us is so great that He allows us our free will. But our free will, Satan will use it to trip you up. What we think is good for us, God knows better. I prayed for some things when I was younger. And as I've grown older and learned what God has for me, I'm glad I didn't get those things I asked for. Okay, in Psalms 33, David knows about God's unfailing love. 33:18-22. But the eyes of the Lord on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. May Your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in You. Now see, a lot of people have no idea what we're talking about when we say to fear God. They think it's because He'll zap you. He's going to get you. He's going to do all that. No, this is the kind of fear. To be in awe of God. He is an awesome God. He is bigger than I can even think of. He is wider than I can think of. And He's wiser than I can even fathom. God is not in one little spot. God, being the Spirit that He is, can be all places at all times. If we pray right now for that man or woman that may be ill or in a war zone, you can believe it that God is there. Don't put God in a box. We want to put God in this little box and think that, well, He can only do this and He can only do that. No. Turn Him loose. I'm here to tell you that in my life, God has done things far beyond my wildest imaginations. To be snatched from my family at 18 months old. My mother died when I was 6 months old. My dad died when I was 18 months old. And at 5 years old, I can remember praying, why does everyone else have a family? If You hate me that much, God, then kill me too. And that was a child's prayer. He knew I knew no better. Now you want to talk about a merciful God and an unfailing love type God. I got a chance to meet my family. Due to His will, not mine. I would have given up long ago. But knowing that His love is forever and ever, and that His judgment is the judgment that I know I want, Satan will fool you. He will discourage you. He will tell you that you're no good. He will tell you that you might as well give up. He will tell you, go ahead and drink. Go ahead and do whatever else you want to do. But I'm here to tell you, you ain't never had the kind of high God can give you. This is, my feet are off the ground. I have never felt so much love. Not just from God, but He's given me love from my brothers and my sisters. I miss you all when you're not here. I miss you. This is a family of God here. We care. We love here. In the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, now, over in, gotta get my notes straight. Psalm 63. And we will be reading from verses 2. We're going to start right at 1. We're going to start right at 1 and go down here to 4. And I'll let you read along with me. Oh, David. He was in the desert in Judah at this time. And he cries out. He says, oh, God, You are my God. Earnestly I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My body longs for You in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen You in the sanctuary and beheld Your power and Your glory, because Your love is better than life. My lips will glorify You. I will praise You as long as I live. And in Your name I will lift up my hands. Praise God.
Amen.
Now this is what we need to start doing something. You know what I'm saying? We are too quiet for me. I mean, because I'm telling you, I like saying amen. I like saying glory to You, God. I like saying thank You, Jesus. All that. There's power in the word in the name of Jesus. If you don't believe it, you try it. Just say Jesus.
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 Can you not feel Him?
Yes.
Praise Your name, Lord.
Amen.
Yes. We should be examples. We have children. We have friends. But no, we're too busy about life. I don't have much time. Well, I'm telling you, take the time. If you see somebody crying, don't just point and look. Why don't you be that brother and sister and walk over and say, is there something I can do for you? What greater service can I be in than that of the service of God? And if I'm doing God's will, I cannot help but help my brothers and sisters. This is a thirsty land. We are in a desert. And I don't mean literally like the elements. I'm talking a desert of spiritualness. There's not enough people that see what Jesus does to us and for us. We need to give that example. We need to stand up. I mean, I feel like shouting out the name of Jesus. I feel like telling everybody I am blessed. I don't have to be here. I used to wonder why I was here. Until I started reading the book, I had no goals. Oh, make money. Yeah, let's go make money. That's because that's the way the world is. But God is so free and so loving. If you say, Jesus, come into my heart, it's done. It's done. If you say, please forgive me for my sin, it's done. And he says that he would forget it as far as the east is from the west. Now, God can get amnesia about what we used to do. Why do we keep bringing it up? I keep wondering about things like that. I don't know about you, but when somebody reminds me that I used to be a drunk, I'm going, wow, that's like telling me I'm black. I already know that. You know, I mean, bear with me. I'm just a country boy. I'm not educated in the finest seminaries. I'm educated by the Lord, by sitting at my table and reading his word, by going out to the lake with a brother and catching fish and talking about the Lord. Oh, this God of ours does not sleep. Does not slumber. In the middle of the night, if you want to say hello, God, he's already there. Already there. Be an example. Walk like you talk. It's easy to say the words, but it's not easy walking the line of Christianity in this world. There's everything pulling at our, not only our children, but adults too. We're so used to outside things making us feel good that we forgot that the best feeling in the world comes straight from the heart. And when Jesus is in that heart and he done swept out that junk, you can't help but put a little pep in your step. I mean, hey, I got two artificial knees, and if I can still do it, it's not me, it's the Lord. Give him the glory. When you wake up, say, thank you, Jesus. When you sit down at your meal, don't start stuffing your face. Thank the Lord for putting it there. For there are so many that don't have what we have and we take for granted. We need to be examples. Unfailing love. God, I love you, Lord. You have saved me from myself. That's my prayer. I know it. Okay, let's move on. I get to going here, y'all. Don't bear with me. Like I said, I'm a country boy. We're going to 90. Psalms 90. Okay, 90. Okay, verse. Excuse me. 12. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Now, what did Solomon ask for? He wanted wisdom. And I don't know, if you haven't read it, you won't know this. But see, Solomon tried a lot of things. He tried a little wine. He tried a few other things. He's trying to see, what is it that these people are doing? What is it? Do you know what the last two words in that, what I believe is the 13th chapter? He says, it's all meaningless. Meaningless. We're chasing smoke. God will never leave you nor forsake you. That's his word. So if you want something, call on Jesus. He will be there. Unlike people. For he even warned us, man will fail you. I put my trust in some people, boy, and I was hurt. A lot of times. Every time I did it. Well, he looks like a good guy. He acts like a good guy. See, we don't even give God the chance to even give us discernment. To tell us, stay away from them, Curtis. You need to pray about your friends. You need to pray about what you say. You need to pray about what you do. You may be the only example that some worldly person may see in Christ. You may be the only one. So be careful what you say and what you do. You may be pushing someone out. If you want love, then give love. If you want peace, then give peace. It's time, people. The time is growing short. God says that the fields are popping. They're ready. They're ready. But there's not enough laborers. We need to labor for God. We need to get out there. We need to let people know that this is real. Come sing with us. Come sit with us. Come pray with us. Come preach with us. Come love us and let us love you. That's what's unfailing about God, is his love. I don't deserve what I have. Oh, thank you, Lord, for not giving me what I deserve. I wouldn't be standing here. I know. But I'll tell you, God is a loving God. Okay, I have one more in here I would like to go to, and that is, actually I have two more, but I need to read you a little something out of Proverbs. Proverbs, now for you new Christians, you have a lot of questions? Read a little Proverbs. You'll get some answers, I guarantee. Okay, Proverbs 16:2-6. It says, all a man's ways seems innocent to him. Didn't we just go through that? Huh? But motives are weighed by the Lord. You know, I used to hate my daddy because I thought he was crazy. You know, he said, be careful what you say. Why did you do that? What's your motive for doing that, boy? What is this old man talking about? Well, I know today. If I'm shaking a hand, and I don't really want to shake that hand, then who's doing the lying here? That's a lie. We need to be upright and honest. If you don't want to shake a hand, don't play the game. But honesty without kindness is cruel. You need to talk to people as you would like to be talked to. I'm sorry I don't have time to talk right now. Be honest about it. I'm sorry I don't hang around places like this, so if you really want to talk to me, come by my home. There's ways. God will give you words if you want to do the right thing. But if you're going to be the one sitting on the high chair, you got a long fall coming. God is good, and He loves us all the time. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. How many times you go to do something? Well, look what I'm doing today. Oh, look at me. I'm doing, oh, look at my job. I'm the best. I do this and blah. And you're not thanking God. You're not serving Him. You're not giving Him the glory. And then all of a sudden you have no job and you're going, what happened? Because God wasn't in it. And if you are praying and you lose the job, God didn't want you to have the job. He's got a job for you because He says man is worthy of his labor. We need to get up on the wrong where Jesus is. We need to walk more like Jesus every day. You know, there's a song says, I want to be more like Jesus every day. I want to walk like Him. I want to talk like Him. Oh, glory to God. If we'd only do that, this would be such a beautiful place to live on. But God knew. People say, well, why did God do this? Whoa, wait a minute. God did not do this to man. Man did it to himself. There's so many people blame God for so many things. They're praying for people to live that are suffering from cancer. Do they know what they're asking God? Do they know what suffering they want to put their loved one through because of their own selfishness? That's my daddy, or that's my mommy, or that's my friend, or that's my... Oh, God, pray for God's will to be done. Period. Verse 4. The Lord works out everything for His own ends. Even the wicked for a day of disaster. Are you ready to ask God to help you do what He would have you do today? Please, I beseech you, as Paul would say, I beg you. If you don't have Christ in your life, ask Him to come in. He's waiting. Lo, I stand at the door and knock. Let Him in. See, think of it this way. The doorknob's on the inside, and that's where you are. Oh, He could just walk through it. But He gave you free will. Open the door. Please let Him in. You will find peace beyond your own wildest imaginations. You wonder why I smile and joke a lot? Because I'm so happy. Because God saved me from alcoholism. He took cigarettes out of my mouth. He took cursing out of my mouth. Things that I thought I could not stop. By His grace, they're gone. So don't be afraid, or again, put God in a box and say, well, I don't know if He can do this. Oh, yeah. I'm here to tell you, God can do anything God wants to do. Amen. Oh, yeah. In God's time. I'll tell you a little something that I used to tell my kids. Sometimes you'll ask for something and God will say, yes, here. Sometimes you'll ask for it and He'll say, no. Sometimes you'll ask and He'll say, wait. But the ones you have to be really afraid of is when God says, if you insist. Huh? Have you ever gotten something you thought you wanted so bad when you got it you wish you hadn't? I have. So be careful what you ask God. Let it be in His will, not ours. Number 5. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this. This will not go unpunished. So if you're looking down your nose, you're going to drown. You're going to drown in the misery of the world. Because if you've got your head down and you're not praying, you can't see God. You can't see God is real in you, and the smile of my grandkids, and the smile of my friends, and the smile of the trees. There's a song called As the Trees Lift Their Arms Up As If in Prayer. Huh? And when the flower comes up, it doesn't turn its bud down. It turns it up. Even God gets to see the beauty of that little flower. Because he knows every flower, every blade of grass, every hair on your head, he knows it's there. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, a man avoids evil. Are you ready to avoid some evil today? I just want to let you know real quick here, and then I will close with the song called Unfailing Love. And I pray the Lord that I'm able to do him justice with this. I know you'll hear it, but I sang to God because he gave me everything that I had. Brother Ed, would you come up, please, to the front, because I want to read a little of this from Romans to you. Think about giving your heart to God if you haven't. Think about taking on a life beyond your own imagination. He promised that he would supply all our needs. It's our wants he doesn't want to even try to keep up with. Okay, in Romans 4th chapter, 18th verse. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. You hear that? He did not waver, but was strengthened in his faith. God will give you the faith you need. Do you hear me? If you don't think you have any, act like you do. And believe me, what God will show you about faith. And gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, "it was credited to him," were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Now, don't think that you're the one that's all justified. Well, I'm good, so he's got to do this. No, justification is the thing that God made us for us to worship him. Okay, we got away from that. And he didn't justify our sin. He justified his promise. He sent Jesus to die one time. Don't keep putting him back in there. He's alive and living today. So if you have that pulling in your heart, then come to Jesus. I can hardly believe that I'm fine.